from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about that Scottish play with a Game of Thrones twist, jazz in San Jose, and we're freaking out for Chic. Nobody will ever mistake David Wiegand and I for Chic, especially though we're in the studio together. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Yeah, I want to start in San Jose with the Queen of Jazz Violin. That's Regina Carter, just one of the artists playing San Jose Jazz Winterfest. It's a pretty diverse lineup for this festival. You know, some new faces, old-timers, and new soul jazz stars.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I love the fact they do this. Both in the summer and the winter, these jazz festivals in San Jose are just terrific. And in addition to Regina Carter, they have John Scofield, Joe Lovano, Nicholas Payton. I love him. Great trumpeter. Trombonist Delfeo Marsalis, and his band, The Last Southern Gentleman, and lots more. So by all means, check it out.
And a bunch of shows are just $10 or free, including Nosotros on March 4th at MACLA. So that's a cheap thrill. The San Jose Jazz Winterfest opens Thursday and continues through March 8th at venues in San Jose and Palo Alto. So I'm trying to picture Varys from Game of Thrones as Thane Macbeth and Marge Gunderson of Fargo as Lady Macbeth. And that's what some people, I think, are going to expect when they see... somebody in the audience will. Conleth Hill from Game of Thrones is playing Macbeth. Frances McDormand, Lady Macbeth, in Shakespeare's Scottish play at Berkeley Rep.
That's right. I mean, this is obviously one of the big, huge theater events of the year.
Yeah.
You know, she's such an extraordinary actress, and to see her do, you know, this great Shakespearean monster of Lady Macbeth, it's just, obviously, don't miss it.
Yeah, Macbeth opens in previews tonight and continues through April 10th at Berkeley Repertory Theater. Here's one of the great voices in country music.
And this is going nowhere. If I'm with you, I don't care. Take me nowhere tonight. They call
That is such a pretty song, even if it's about a broken heart, from Jennifer Nettles. And I read a quote from her. She said recently she loves the fact that country music is always about your dog dying or your truck breaking down. equally
Usually
sad.
Usually in the same song.
Right. And your wife is cheating on you, or your husband, more just as often for Jennifer, your husband. I just think that's great. What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. They're universal themes, which is why, you know, even if you don't live in the country, you love country music. And especially, I don't know, there's country music with all the glitz and the glamour and the sort of phoniness. And then there's people like Jennifer Nettles. And I love her voice.
Jennifer Nettles plays the Wells Fargo Center in Santa Rosa a week from tonight. That's soon to be the Luther Burbank Center again, and she's at the Fox in Oakland on March the 1st. I just did a story on this next performance. Here's a sample of the music from The Climate Project. So that's music from the Climate Music Project, and this is about a team of artists and scientists have created a 30-minute musical and video piece about global warming, where rising temperatures and other symptoms of climate change determine the music's tempo and dissonance. And it's kind of a public forum and musical performance and a video. You want to say something about this, David? It's certainly a topic for our times, you know, global warming, our relationship with nature.
I think. You know, the important thing is for art to find a way to, you know, to comment on social and political and environmental issues, especially this year when we're hearing so many politicians give us opinions whether we want them or not. And this sounds really fascinating. The music sounds fantastic.
And I talked to one of the scientists working on the project, Bill Collins from Lawrence Berkeley Labs.
It's really all modes of communication on all hands on deck at this point. And to see whether or not we can make people understand that we do have a choice, but we must make a choice, and we have only a couple of decades in which that choice is still open to us.
That's Bill Collins of the Climate Music Project. Their performance is tonight at the Chabot Space and Science Center in Oakland. And are you ready to freak out?
Oh, freak out. You freak, you freak out.
That's the music of Chic, who won so many fans over in the 1970s, I guess even among people who didn't like disco music, because they were so good. And I have to say, I liked disco music, and this was just one of the best bands to listen to. Such tight arrangements and songs by Nile Rodgers.
Not all disco is formulaic and plastic, and don't send the letters in. I know some people are going to say, I hate disco, and I'm not fond of it, but you have to say that this kind of thing is just so irresistible. You hear that music, and you're taken back to that particular time. Now Rodgers is a survivor. He's still really active. He's involved with so many careers. He keeps up to date with every kind of music. And as many people know, he was the guy who coordinated Lady Gaga's tribute to David Bowie on the Grammys. I don't personally think it came off that well. I wish she hadn't tried to imitate David Bowie's voice. But just to hear those songs and know that the guy who worked with Bowie on Let's Dance was making it all happen was just pretty amazing.
Chic with Nile Rodgers plays the Fox in Oakland tomorrow night. And I wanted to shout it out for the great and long-lived choral group, the King's Singers. They've been around since 1968. This is a cappella, classical, and new music. And they're at the Green Music Center in Rohnert Park tonight. And then they're teaming up with the Choral Project for a concert at San Jose's Basilica of St. Joseph on Tuesday night. And David, a shout-out from you?
Yeah, absolutely. The Silicon Valley Ballet is having a really cool program all weekend. These are a selection of the favorite ballets by artistic director Jose Manuel Carreño. Definitely worth seeing.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on all these listings at the Do List at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.